Okay, so moving along in Shira Sayam over here, I actually want to just read a number of psukim, as you saw in your Makoros, but primarily to focus on the verse, almost exclusively. Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemo. Hashem is a man of war, his name is Hashem. Markevos paro v'chelo yarav ayam. He caused, again, an emphasis on sus v'rechvo ramav ayam, the chariots, the symbol of Egyptian power, and the Egyptian military might were cast about in the sea, and Mivchar Shalishav Tubu Biyamsuf. And the greatest of the horsemen, that's the cream of the crop of the Egyptian army, were drowned in Yamsuf, Tahomos Yechasumbu, they were covered in the depths of the water, Yardu Vimsolos Kimoavan, they went down in the depths like a stone. Yemincha Hashem Nedariba Koach, Yemincha Hashem Tirats Oyev. Your right hand, O God, is cloaked in strength. Your right hand will smash the enemy. And in your great might, you will destroy all those who set out against you, right? Those who attack the Jewish people have attacked God. You will cast your wrath. You will consume them like fire consumes straw. So I want to direct our attention to this fascinating duality, Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemo. And the obvious question is, like, well, obviously Hashem shemo, I thought that's what we said. So the Hoyim Ekdavar, the Netziv, writes, Hashem ish milchama, nirashul nilcham ki ish bederech hateva, it looks like he's fighting like the way that an average human being might fight, but really, Hashem shemo lemala min hateva. Mivar v'holecha kavana, as we read in the Pesukim, that God is fighting in ways that nobody else could possibly fight, with, you know, supernatural strength that transcends that of the human being. Now, the Ibn Ezra, Hashem ish milchama, shu ma'amid ohavav hadveikim bo, v'hu ish milchama loyveyem. So he already points us in a direction that we're going to take based on Sforno and Rashi, but it's all in a very subtle fashion. So the Ibn Ezra writes again, he's an Ish Milchama and Hashem Shemo, Hashem, which is normally associated with Rachamim. So who ma'amid ohavav hadveikim bo, who Ish Milchama loyveyem. Hashem can walk and chew gum. Hashem can be an Ish Milchama, you know, to his oivim, but he can be, you know, a savior for the ohavav hadveikim bo. So like Kriyas Yamsuf highlights Hashem's capacity to multitask, right? Insofar as, of course, Hashem spares the Jewish people at the very moment that he's destroying, you know, the Egyptians. Fine. But the Sforno and Rashi put it, I think, in ways that are more subtle and ultimately maybe even like more poignant and meaningful than the Ibn Ezra, even if they, generally speaking, kind of head off in exactly the same direction. So let's take a look at the Sforno. Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemo. Avo pisho ish milchama u'machros harishoy memidas adin. Mikol makom Hashem shemo midas harachmim. Ki bazahu nosein havayo metzius leolamo, biyoso mechala kotzim min akarim shem achrivei olam. So, contra the Ibn Ezra who is saying that the rachmim is the salvation of those, you know, that Hashem loves, and those who cling to him, as Klal Yisrael in the case of Kriyas Yamsuf, Masfarno says, gufa, the very act of being mechala kotzim min akarim, of removing the thorns in the vineyard, that is the manifestation of divine rachamim. Because, you know, kolam racham achzarim, sofalich zachzar rachmanim. That it's exactly the expunging, the extraction, the removal of those, you know, who are destructive, the kotzim in hakerem, it's exactly the removal of those that are really, you know, so damaging and so threatening to society, to civilization. So removal of those is an act, essentially, of rachamim. Now, the mechanics, the tactics will require violence. I mean, Kriyas Yamsuf is profoundly violent, as we just read. But essentially, it's an act of compassion. It's an act of compassion insofar as it preserves the world. So it's not that God is saving the Jews while destroying the Egyptians, it's that he's destroying the Egyptians, and thereby that is rachamim towards the world. So Rashi says something, I think, a little bit in between the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno. Again, we're dealing with subtleties here, but I think, you know, very meaningful subtleties, and things that we can kind of try to build on a little bit. So the approach of Rashi, let's just read it inside and we can sort of try to reflect on it a little bit together. So Rashi says the following: Af b'shah shu nilcham v'noke me'oivav. That's the Egyptians. Ochez hu b'midaso l'rachim al biru'av v'lazun es kol ba'i olam. V'lo k'midas malche adam k'shu osek b'malchama pona atzma mikol asakim v'en bo kolach laso zovizo. So Rashi says, of course, you know, human beings, like when they go to war, so that's all they can do. They're on a war footing. And they can't possibly, you know, think about sustaining people at the same time. So it's not exactly the Ibn Ezra. He's Mamid Oavav Advekim Bo. He's saving the Jewish people. It's not exactly the Sforno that there's no direct benefit. There's no group of people to whom Hashem is extending his rachamim. In particular, it's just that removal of the Rishayim is the act of rachamim. The Rashi is saying something, I think, somewhere in between. Right, that God is sustaining the entire world, even as he's destroying the Egyptians. So God's focus is always incredibly broad. Right, Ochez hu b'midaso l'rachim al bruav. He's not even talking about the Jewish people. Azun is called Bayolam. Right, God can be focused in this incredible hashras hashchina and destroying the Egyptians and saving the Jews. But, you know, somewhere in Japan or somewhere in, you know, Argentina or somewhere in Hawaii, you know, God is looking after, you know, the person who's downtrodden, and lazun is called bayolam, you know, animals and human beings alike. It's a fascinating thing. You know, so I guess what Rashi is really trying to highlight, and then I want to try to write Midrash Rabbah that I think this is maybe based on, Shmos Rabbah here, that you have in the sixth source. So what Rashi is, I think, really highlighting is the notion that Hashem's greatness is partially reflected in the scope of his activities. So Af b'shah shum nilcham v'noke me'oivav. You know, the United States is fighting World War II. Like, you know, the entire country is mobilized, right? Or what's going on right now? You know, there is nothing else that people are focused on except coronavirus, and that's what it has to be. You have to mobilize all of society in a total fashion to handle a pandemic. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu just transcends, you know, being locked into any specific area of focus in that way. So if you take a look at the text of the Shmos Rabbah, I thought that this was pretty close to what Rashi was trying to indicate. Bo re'eh, she'en midoshav shakadosh baruch hu kimidas basar v'adam. Melech basar v'adam inu yochal yososa melchama, v'liyos sofer umlame tinokos, V'akadosh Baruch Hu einenu chen. Esmol bayam ke'ose melchama, shenemar Hashem ish melchama, v'omer pikocho raga hayam, v'hayom v'matan Torah, yare l'lami Torah levana, v'chenu omer, hinel yazgiv pikocho michamocho more, hevi v'yedaber Elohim eskol hadvarim ha'ila. Now, admittedly, the Shmos Rabbah is not talking about it simultaneously, so Rashi went even further. But the Shmos Rabbah says, well, look, you know, it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's, you know, wreaking havoc on the Egyptians, Vayahu Mes Machane Mitzrayim, in such a, you know, aggressive, violent way, is the same, you know, God who is going to be acting as you know, the teacher and a Malame Torah, you know, Leo Sofer, Malame Tinokos and Har Sinai, and it's all one and the same. Even if it's not contemporaneous, the way that Rashi in a certain sense made it even a sharper contrast, because it could do, you know, all at once. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, manifests itself in so many different ways. You have this in the Anim Zmiros, the Shir HaKavod, the Graf felt was, you know, on such a, you know, rarefied level that it could not possibly be recited, you know, any other time than the Yamim Noraim. But, you know, we there, you know, the anthropomorphic descriptions are, I guess, also an issue. In terms of the Anim Zmiros, but you know, Kivutzo Taltalim Shchoros, you know, but Zikna Biyom Din Uvacharus Biyom Kirav Kiish Mochamos Yadav L'Rav. So Zikna Biyom Din, the manifestation of Kadosh Baruch Hu is as a zaken, as a sage, you know, having Musunim Badin, deliberate, cautious, patient, in judgment, right? Uvacharus biyom krav kish machamos yadav l'rav, like a mighty warrior in battle. And that essentially is exactly what Ishmael's Rav is saying. So Hashem Ishmael Chama, Hashem Shemo, that God's identity, you know, is maintained. His identity is Racham. And again, this is in very different ways. So for the Ibn Ezra, it's the salvation of the Jews. For the Sfarno, the very removal of the Rishayim is a manifestation of Rachamim. For Rashi, it's the scope of God's activities. He could be destroying the Egyptians here, but he's, you know, mezen es kol ha'olam kulo, you know, in the broadest sense of the term. And then finally, in the Shmos Rabbah, it's, you know, you get a very different picture of a Kadosh Baruch Hu at Kriyas Yamsuf than you do at Har Sinai, but of course, it's all one and the same. It's, you know, there's not different addresses here. One final perspective from the Shmos Rabbah, a Dvar Acher, just to conclude with this idea, because I think also very powerful and very moving perspective. Dvar Acher, Melech Vasar Vadam, Yotzei La'amira, Yotzei Yechidi, Nilcham, Yotzei Nimo, Ribei Revavo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Chena, L'Kshayotzei L'Mechama, Yotzei La'atzmo, Shenemar, Hashem Yish Mechama, L'Kshayotzei La'seis, Torah Basinai Yatsimo Ribe Rivavo Shinemar Rechav Elohim Ribo Sayim Alfe Shinan. So the Shmos Rabbah, again, picking up on this contrast between Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah, notes, you know, it's fascinating. A human king, if you're going out to war, you know, he would take, like Paro did, even though Paro was in the lead, Ufaro Hikriv, he would take, you know, his best units in the army, he would take as many soldiers as he could afford to take into the battle. You know, Yotzei La'amira, if he's, you know, going out to make a statement, so he doesn't want anybody stealing his thunder. He wants to be, you know, the State of the Union address, you know, he wants to be sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office. Who does he want other people there for? He wants to bask in the limelight. So the Shmos Rabbah, you know, takes a different perspective. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when it comes to Har Sinai, you know, the Yatsu Yimo Ribe Viravos, the Malachi Hasharis were there. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes to war against the Egyptians, he doesn't make anybody come with him. He's not looking for reinforcements. He's prepared to do it all on his own. Okay, so God willing, we'll continue on in our study of Shiras Hayam. Obviously, just about at this point, since we focused mostly on Hashem Yishmo Chama, Hashem Shemo, so, and then we went through the manifestation of that, up to Tishalach HaRonachai Yochleim Kakash. So we'll pick it up in our next session with Ruach HaPechan there, Mumayim Nisvuch Moneid Nuzlim Kafus Hamos Belev Yam, some of the mechanics of what Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, actually looked like. Okay, hold it up there, and we will, God willing, continue on in subsequent Shiurim.